Okay, well, today's daf is daf Yud Beit, Shavua Tov, Masechet Brachot. Bekorin Aseret HaDibrot, we're up to the two dots on Yud Beit, so I'm Aleph, 8 lines down. Bekorin Aseret HaDibrot, Shema, V'hayim Shamoa, V'yomer, Amit V'yatziv, V'avodah, Birkat Kohanim. So as we saw earlier, that the Seder for the Kohanim was that they would have a different Seder since the times were different. Possibly they couldn't have said Yotzor, instead they didn't have time at that point. But in any event, they read the Aseres HaDibros, the three parashiyot of Shema. They had a special bracha of Avoda, they then said Birkat Kohanim. I mentioned to you there's a big... I told you only to tell you this pshat. That Birkat Kohanim is a reference to not the actual Birkat Kohanim, which takes place later, after the later parts of the Avodah, as we saw in Tamid, but rather it's a reference to the words of Birkat Kohanim, the way we say Birkat Kohanim when there's no Kohen in the Beit HaKnesset. Others learn, the Rambam learned that it's Birkat Kohanim, that Nuscha, but together with Sim Shalom. Now others learn, actually though, the Rambam actually is the Sim Shalom, period. Just Sim Shalom. Others learn it includes Birkat Kohanim. And if we call Sim Shalom Birkat Kohanim because of the fact that it's Kavu in that fashion. In any event, the question is why they did this in the Beit HaMikdash and we don't do it. I mean, if this is the Seder Hayom that they were Kovei for the Kohanim, sounds like it would be a nice idea. They actually wanted to make such a takana all over, and that every day the Aseret HaDibrot should be read with a Kriyat Shema, and they canceled that takana. However, they canceled that out because the meaning would say that this lesson of Tar'omet also implies Orma, faker eye, looking for tainas, always trying to find something. So they determined that setting aside specifically the Aseret HaDibrot would give rise to the belief that maybe the Aseret HaDibrot are unique in the Torah, maybe because they were the only things that actually were given by God. The rest is sort of a rabbinic interpretation, and Moshe Rabbeinu was first rabbi, you know. That's one thing to hear it from God, it's another to hear it from Moshe. Therefore they canceled. By the way, based on this, very interesting, based on this, the Rambam brings in the tshuva, that the minhag that people have of standing up for the Aseret HaDibrot in shul is a very bad minhag, was actually based on the fact, it's very cute, that it was actually based on the fact that the Aseret HaDibrot was usually given as a kavod to a chacham. So since the chacham was reading, everybody stand up for the chacham, but people started to believe it's supposed to stand up for the Aseret HaDibrot. And the result of which is that there's people there, you see the Aseret HaDibrot are unique. And therefore, they're the only things that are special. By the way, the clear-cut raya that they actually are unique and have a different status than Kolak Tayer Kula, my father's Zatzal used to bring from the Nusach that we have in the Amidah on Yom HaShabbat, where we say, V'chein katuv b'toratecha. After bringing the Aseret HaDibrot, we say, V'chein katuv b'toratecha. What do you mean, V'chein? The Aseret HaDibrot are also part of the Toratecha. It's clearly, there's two separate status, not Chas V'Shalom, in terms of being a chelek of what it was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, but there's a unique status because of the nature of Brit that was made with Aseret HaDibrot. In order to avoid the implications that the rest wasn't given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they canceled this takana. Tzadin Amiyachi, Rabbi Natan Omer, Biglulin Bikshuli Krotkein, Elo Shekvar Biglulin Bitei Tar'omit Haminim. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, who was the Rosh Hashiva in Surah, Sova leMikveinu b'Surah, he wanted to be Koveya that in the Tvilah in Surah, and Rav Chista told him, no, they tried that elsewhere, and it was bad. And Kvar Bitlum Mipnei Tar'omet Haminim. The Lashon of Kvar Bitlum, Samar Medayek, that actually this Takana had been made briefly and caused bad results. So it wasn't just a theoretical concern, but rather they had tried it out, and it didn't work. So when others wanted to be mitaken locally, they said, look, you know, it looks like a good idea on the surface. In fact, it's not a good idea. And the same thing happened with Amemar, who was in Narada. He wanted to be koveid in the Seder HaTfilin in Narada. Rav Ashi was there and warned him off as well. Kvar bitlum mipnei tar omet haminim. Ubishabbat mosifin bracha achat l'mishmar hayotzei, we said. We're still continuing now the analysis of the Seder Hayom of the Kohanim, because we had brought it in order to prove whether the brachot, whether the ma'akvot, and so on. We got into that sugya. So meanwhile, we brought in this whole piece, and let's finish it off. What was that bracha? It says that they had this particular bracha that was added. What was that bracha? And it's a little bit problematic, because the bracha that the Gemara is about to bring is not a bracha, in the sense that it does not have a peticha or a siyum of Baruch. The question is whether we're missing something, but what it says over here is only that Mishmar HaYotze, and this is how it's brought la'alacha, Mishmar HaYotze omer le'mishmar ha'nichnas mi sheshefen et shmo b'bayit hazeh hu yashkin b'nechem ahava v'achva v'shalom v're'ut, because they had the switchover of the Mishmar and Mid-Shabbat, and as we know, Kohanim are rather difficult to get along with, and especially when everybody's Kohanim, they're triply difficult to get along with. So the competition, you notice that none of the Kohanim showed up here today, but one. There's good reason for that, I assume. Huh? So they would actually murder the competition at times. I hope that's not why the others are missing here. They'd actually murder the competition at times. And so they gave a brach after a week of working things out, that may God help you to have a little peace in this place here. Mokom Shomru Laharif. Remember, we mentioned a machlokus between the poskim, what exactly Laharif Lekatzer means. Laharif, the way Rashi was learning, actually, the way both Rashi and Tosfos were learning, they'd use the word, they used not the word Laharif Lekatzer differently, but rather the meaning of the halacha. Can you mekatzer naharik? They both understood laharik lekatzer in terms of how long the bracha actually is, which is, as Tosis points out, very problematic. What's the pshat? Achat katzar ve'achat aroch. Usually you're going to say that emed v'amunah is long bracha, shkiven is a short bracha, but Tosis points out there's times where we'll see later on in the Gemara, we change the nuscha and we make it very brief, the emunah. And the times that we're mostly for all kinds of piyutim in the middle of brachot and yotzer or so on, it just can't mean that. So he learns that achat, the achat means either or, not, in other words, you can make it long, you can make it short. But other Rishonim understand the idea of katsar and aroch as being well defined, not this vague notion of how many words there are in it. And rather, they learn that laharich is to have a ticha and a siyum, and the lekatzer is a bracha that either just begins with Baruch Atah Hashem or just ends with Baruch Atah Hashem. In which case, as the Rashba points out, the end of the Mishnah that says lachtom in Roshay lo lachtom and vice versa is specifically a description about a bracha kitzora, which if it was meant to open with Baruch, then you shouldn't close it with Baruch. It was meant to close with Baruch, you shouldn't open with Baruch. Both of them are a reference to a bracha that has only a p'ticha or a chatima. It doesn't mean turning it into a arosh, because that had already said, makom shom lekatzer and rotzei la'arich, according to that pshat. By the way, the opening doesn't even make much sense, because the rest of this does not have anything to do on the surface with makom shom la'arich. It seems to be a printer's error. There are acronyms that talk about how you could fix this up and figure that there's some connection based on Oshita that say Laharich in terms of the Chatima. But many have a different gears here, which is the next piece, which is Lachtom, and Oshay Shalom Lachtom, which has more to do with the Sugi that's coming. Now, says the Gemara, Pshita, Hevetuka Notit Kasa the Chamre B'yode, the Kosova B'Shichra, Upatak Umavarek Hadaita B'Shichra. The siyem b'dechamra yatsa. I'm going to learn the sugya now according to Rashi, and when we go over it la'alocha, I'll bring you the other shitas here. Rashi's approach is that a person was in the middle of a brocha, and when he suddenly realized that he had started the brocha, and he said the brocha, and he suddenly realized that he was being mavarech at something other than what he was what he thought he was going to be a Mevarech. So in other words, he's holding a cup of wine in his hand. He thinks that it's beer. And he starts to be Mevarech Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and he intends to end Borei Pri HaGefen, and he suddenly, I mean, he's already a little bit high because he had whiskey before, and he suddenly realizes he's holding a cup of wine. So, and right? No, he was holding a cup of wine.
No, but he was originally intended to say Shabbat call.
Yes, oh, yes. I said, sorry, I'm sorry. There you go. I tried it out myself. So, they never make mistakes.
Sorry.
No, I'm happy. I'm very happy. What are you talking about? So he would be Yotze if he switches in time and he says, because the truth is, if he had ended with Shakol Mi'Evid Varo, he also would have been Yotze. Because Shakol Mi'Evid Varo is a general bracha, it's generic, and would be chal even on the wine, so what's the difference? There's no real contradiction between his opening thought and his closing words, even had they been the wrong ones. Okay. So the Shakol Mi'Evid Varo, that's for sure. On all products listed above, where it lists the difference between fruits and wine and so on, you'd be Yotze. Question is, what about the other way around? You're holding a cup of Guinness, and you assume that it's wine. And you start saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, thinking that you're going to end with the words, Borei Pri HaGefen. And then you realize, oh no, wait a minute, it's not wine after all. And you say correctly, Shakol Ni'Evid Varo. Now the question is, can you're okay. Thank you. Great. Thank you. You're the best. Of course, it must have been the shit that was only good for 3 minutes. It was put on by accident. Now it's going to go black again. But not me. No. This was my luck. I wouldn't be surprised. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you seem to have a conclusive proof. Because Rabbi Yochanan, what are you going to say? We're being semech on Baruch Atah Hashem without Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. It doesn't mean anything. So therefore, we've got a proof, right? Says the Gemara, no. Even according to Rav Yochanan, you don't have a proof. Because Elokeinu d'Amar, this is a little bit misleading, the Mai Ika L'Meimar, because it's Mai Ika L'Meimar, what could you say in order not to accept the proof? Which is not usually what we say, Mai Ika L'Meimar. But don't let it confuse you. In other words, we're saying, we found a way to still have fun. You know, so Bishleim, according to Rav, we could still have fun because we could keep looking into our Abaya. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's over. The game is up. No. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not over yet. Because you could still say that, look, Kiman the Omer Rabba Barula, remember we were wondering yesterday, why in the world we're mentioning the night in the day and the day in the night, right? So we said that it's important, Lahaskir Midat Yom Balaila, Umidat Laila Biyom. Therefore, whatever bracha you intend on making, when you start saying Baruch Atah Hashem, you basically have in mind both Arvit and Shacharit, because you're saying Kol Olor Mitnei Choshech V'Choshech Mitnei Or, or you're talking about Yotzer Or or Choshech. So either way, you've got Choshech and Or, so you can't go wrong. It's sort of like a generic Shacharit up at the beginning, and therefore you can't bring a raya from here, because Kika Amar Bracha Omachud Miikara. When you said that first Baruch Atah Hashem, it was a Tarvayu Kama anyway. It was going on both possibilities, either Yotzer or Ma'ariv Aravim. So whatever you end with is the thing that's definitive, and that's okay. But our question was, how about if the two don't match? You can't bring a proof from here, because it's always going to match. So do we have fun to bring another Raya? We do. Toshma Misefa. Take a look at the end. What do you need the end for? The rule is, I can figure that out myself. You're not adding anything unless you intend for me to learn out an additional case not specifically spoken of here. And what is that case? My law. The only other case it might be referring to is the case that you just raised, which is the Guinness wine case. Famous case, Sherlock Holmes dealt with that issue. And so, says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Because it may be coming to address another case that is similar but nonetheless doesn't conclusively prove the case that is at hand. And I tell you what it's talking about is a case of bread and dates. Meaning, what? What's the case? I mean, you're talking about a man ate bread. Of course, we don't mean only a man. We're using man in the general sense here. A human. A human ate bread. Okay. Because Shabbat the Tamri, he thought he ate dates. It's a man, sorry. Upatach adaite the Tamri. Now he's going to start making a brocha krona, thinking that he ate dates.
Maybe it was date bread.
That must be it. Actually, it was only a suffix. What was the ikr? It was the lechem, the ikr. This is what happens when Richie is up.
At 3 hours of sleep this afternoon.
Right.
No, this is great. Keep it up. It's just we understand that it's dangerous to jab that adrenaline. I knew I shouldn't have done it. So what happens over here is the guy ate now his, I'm assuming that he ate bread. He thought he ate dates. He's about to now, his Baruch Atah Hashem, and he's about to make his bracha on Al Ha'etz, Val Pri Ha'etz. And then he ends up saying, Azanez Ha'olam Kolob Tuvo, remembering that he ate bread. Well, wait a minute. So then Lechora, that is the case. That's our case. That's exactly our case, right? So what do you mean, no, it's to be marga bread and dates? I don't care if bread and dates are Guinness and wine. It's the same case. You're not going to be yotze on bread by saying an Al Ha'etz, obviously. So this would be the equivalent of saying a Bari Priya Geffen on a guess. So I understand what you're saying. No, it's not for that. No, I'm sorry. It's another case. Actually, he ate dates, and he thought it was bread. So now he's about to say Azanet Olam, remembers that it was actually dates, and he says Al Ha'etz V'Al Pri Ha'etz, and it says over here that it is Yotze. But you know why he's Yotze? He's Yotze because even if he would have said Birkat HaMazon on eating dates, he would have been Yotze. Because if you make the Birkat HaZan on the eating of anything which is Mezin, then it would be Motzi you. So the case therefore is, even if he had actually ended with Hazanat HaOlam, he would have been Yotze. My Taimra. Why is that? The Taimra named Nami Mezin Zaini. Because dates also provide nourishment, and that's the point over here, is nourishment. That's the Birkat Hazan. Omer Rabba Bakrina Sabam. So we're left here without a conclusive solution to our question, which leads to all types of halachic issues, which we'll discuss on our Friday review. Omer Rabba Bakrina Sabam Mishmei Rab. Kol shelo amar emet v'yatziv shacharit v'emet v'emuna arvit lo yatza yedei chavato. Shinemar lahagid baboker chazdecha v'emunatecha balaylot. The specific nuschaot of the emet brachot are unique to morning and evening. Don't think that all that's important is that you said something like emet, whatever it is, and it doesn't really matter how you end, because they're both brachot of Ga'al Yisrael. Not true. Because the pasuk is mechalek between chesed and emunah. And chesed is a reference to things that have happened. Things such as Yitziat Mitzrayim, the Kriyat HaYam, and so on, the Mon, the things that were done for us already. Emunah is a statement of belief in the future. And it's the way in which you, and indeed that's reflected in the bracha. You talk about the way in which we can be saved from the Goluyot, from the Malchiyot, and so on and so forth. So you cannot change those brachot. Now the question is, what does it mean, lo yatsa? Lo yatsa what? Lo yatsa the bracha? But you didn't say the bracha. What do you mean, lo yatsa the bracha? Because of that, sometimes that lo yatsa means that even though we said brachot are not ma'akvot, when it came to Kriyat Shema, and they're not miyusadot dafka on Kriyat Shema, that's the opening brachot. But the closing brachot are in fact miusadot on Kriyat Shema, and you would have to say Kriyat Shema over again with the correct emet. That's how some learn. Others learn that as opposed to the other brachot, in which the only thing that's really important, according to most Rishonim, is the actual wording of the bracha, meaning of the Baruch Atah Hashem part. All the other stuff that you put in is neither here nor there. And that's where we find many shinuin luscha'ot between different edot and so on, but not in the chatimot, rather in the long part which you're discussing, the inyan shevach, or the concepts of the bracha, because they're not important. But here, the part, even though they both say Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Yisrael, and you might think, and they both begin with Emet, and you might think, okay, that's the point. I said my Baruch of Emet Vagaal Yisrael. What is the difference whether I spoke about what was or what's to come? Since over here was Miusat specifically, in terms of morning and evening, the difference between Chesed and Emunah, this is an unusual case, and here you would not be Yotzi the Baruch, and that's a Chiddush. V'yomer Rabba Bachirin Asaba Mishmeid Rab. Hamitzpalel, kishuhu korea bevaruch, uchishuhu zokev b'shem. The kriya that one does in tefillah is done at the word baruch, that's when one bows, and one stands up with the reading of the Shem Hashem. Omar Shmuel, my time of the Rav, tichtiv Hashem zokev kefufi. So as you see, the Shem of Hashem is there to uplift you. Meitve, does it not say in the posik, Mipnei Sheni Nichatu, which implies because of my name he is bent over? Now wait a minute, it doesn't say Bishmi, it says Mipnei Sheni. In other words, before saying the shame, you should show your hachna'a to the shame. But at the shame itself, we have Hashem Zokev Kufufim. Omar Leishmuel Chia Barab, Bor Urian, son of a great man, Ta da imalacha milta mal yata da amar avuch. Let me tell you some of the things your dad used to say. One of the things was kishu korea bevaruch, kishu zokev b'shem. Reb Sheshes ki kora, when Reb Sheshes would be korea, he was kora kechizra. He would be like a stick. In other words, one shot, rapid bending. But ki kazakiv zakiv kechivya. But when he was coming up, he came up slowly, Rashi says like a snake, in other words, lifting his head first, and then the rest of his body would come up. The Gro actually says exactly the opposite, like a snake, because a snake, in order to expose its eyes, wants to be able to see you, will hold its head down, even while the rest of its body is up, so you can get a good view of you. And therefore, even though you're getting up, you should still keep that snake-like look, because you want to show some level of hachma even at the Amida. V'yomar Rabba Bachinina Saba Mishmein Rab, Kol Hashana Kula Adam Mitpalel Ha'el HaKadosh, Melech Ohev Tzedaka Mishpat, which is the normal nusach of the bracha. But when it comes to the Asara Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah V'yom HaKippurim, there you have to say Melech. So you have HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat. By the way, there are many who had the girsa in Kol Hashana Kula, not Melech Ohev Tzedaka Mishpat, but Ha'el Ohev Tzedaka Mishpat. In which case, the issue was the shinoi in both cases between mentioning Malchut or not mentioning Malchut, and that led to differences in understanding Halacha L'maaseh the Gemara, because indeed Melech may be Ma'akev, but if you say Melech Ohev Tzedaka Mishpat, then it's not ma'akev, but you're supposed to say ha-melech ha-mishpat. Again, that's for our halacha discussion, but you should keep in mind that this girsa, not everyone has. Rabbi Elazar Amir, afilu amar ha-el ha-kadosh yatsa. Even during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, you see that the Torah defines that period by using the word ha-el ha-kadosh, because it says, va-yigba Hashem tzvakot ba-mishpat. Ve'el HaKadosh Nikdash Bitzdaka, which means that at the same time that Hashem Tzvakot is Govoa B'Mishpat, when is that? Ematai Be'Gva Hashem Tzvakot Mishpat. Obviously, the time of Mishpat of the year is Elu Atzara Yamim, Shemi Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom HaKippurim. Nonetheless, in that very pasuk says, Ve'el HaKadosh Nikdash Bitzdaka, which means that there's nothing wrong with not saying Mishpat My havi alav. So what's the bottom line halacha? Omer Rav Yosef ha'el hakadosh u'melech ohev tzedaka u'mishpat all year round. There's a machlokas aposkim whether he means lechatchila, even during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, or your yotze. Rava amar ha'melech hakadosh v'ha'melech ha'mishpat v'hilchata kirava. The Amar Rava Barchinan Asaba Mishmei the Rav. Kosha Efsharlo, the Vakesh Rachamim Al Chaverot. This is an amazing chiddush. If a person has in his hands to be Mevakesh Rachamim for someone, a friend, obviously not, you're not responsible for the whole world, they know Mevakesh and doesn't use his power of Tefillah, Nikra Chote. And he is considered to be a Chote. Shenemar, we find that Shmuel says to Klal Yisrael, Gamanochi Chalila Li Mechato LaHashem, Mechado Li Yitpalel Ba'atchem, even though you're seeking my replacement, Chas V'Sholom, that I wouldn't be Mitzpalel for you, I will continue to care about you. So he said, Mechato LaHashem. So apparently, he considers this to be a chet, Shmuel. Omar Rova Im Talmid Chachamu, if the person who requires your tefillot is a Talmid Chacham, tzarich shiyachaleatzmo alav, should make yourself sick over it, meaning that you should be so involved, the tzar of this individual, that you should yourself, some learn this means you should see yourself as the one who is ill. There must be mitpalel for him as if you are the chole, rather than he being the chole. My time, what makes you say that? Is it because it says that when Shaul, in having one of his paranoid fits, accuses everybody of plotting against him and says to them, you're all in cahoots with this Ben Yishai character, vein cholemikem alai, nobody's sick over it for me, or nobody's goleat azni, nobody tells me what's going on. I mean, maybe that's only because he's a king, and for a king you have responsibility to indeed make yourself sick over him. Actually, it's from David, not Shaul, in which David says, these guys are so rotten. They search for my destruction. When they were ill, I put on sackcloth to be mispalel for them. And inati batzon nafshi, I made myself miserable with taniot and so on. This is a payback. No good deed is ever unpunished. V'yomer Rav Bar Chinan Asaba Mishmei D'Rav, Kol Ha'Oseh Devar Avera U'Mitbayesh Lo Bo Mogalim Lo Hakol Avanotav. Anybody who had done an avera and himself is mitbayesh of that avera, not for people but for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of his sins are nimchal. Sometimes all of his sins mean each sin that he's mitbayesh on. However, the Raya is clearly not like that. And it means literally all of his sins are forgiven. Shinema leman tiskriu bosh, because it says so that you should remember and be embarrassed. V'lo yelach ot pitchon peh mipnei klimatech, be so miserable that you can't even justify yourself any longer and rationalize any longer. And how does the pasuk end? Bikafri lach l'chol asher asit, I will be mechaper on you on everything that you did, nu'um Hashem Elokim. Now there, of course, it could mean a separate lusha for each sin. But l'maisa the Gemara is doche this pasuk. Why? Because Dilma Tzibor Shaini. A Tzibor may be different. And that you were trying to say an individual who is mitbayesh on his sin. Where do we see that? Elam Yaha. Vayomer Shmuel El Shah. Now remember that Shaul did a great sin in going to a soothsayer, which is prohibited al pi Torah, and he went to raise the soul of Shmuel from the dead. And Shmuel says to him, why are you doing this? So Shaul says, look, I'm in an impossible position. Sarli ma'od. The plishtem en el chamimbi. Hashem sor me alai. God has turned away from me. V'lo ananiot, he will not respond to my inquiries any longer. Gam biyad ha-nevi'im. Gam b'chalomot. None of the Nevi'im will get a Nevi'is from him about this issue. There's no dreams coming in on this issue. All communication has been cut off. Now, the Maisa, there's one source of communication that wasn't cut off. The Urim V'Tumim, he doesn't mention. Why didn't he mention the Urmatomi? Because he was too embarrassed to mention the Urmatomi. Because he had killed off Novi Arkoni. Was he going to mention the Urmatomi? What am I, a jerk? Yeah, God doesn't speak to me in the Urmatomi. No kidding. Okay, so I know. See, he himself was already mitbayesh. He didn't want to mention it. So, and Vekra Alecha, so I had to call you. Lo Dieni Maya said, tell me what I should do. Vilu Urmatomi Lo Kormi. Say anything about the Urmatomi. Why? Mishum dekat l'lanov yirakohanim. Now, how do we know that Lamaisa Hashem forgave him and forgave him for everything, including this iser of she'elo ba'ot, which is why it is not mashma that you need to be mitbayesh on each chait. So why is this? Because how do we know that it was mochul? Shenema, because we find that the answer that Shmuel gave to Shaul was that he will be together, machar ata uvanecha imi. Tomorrow you and your children will be with me. And what does that mean? V'amar Rav Yochanan, imi b'mechitzati. You will be with me in Gan Eden. Because you're dead. But that means you're going to be in Gan Eden. So in other words, apparently he was machul. Because otherwise he wouldn't get to be in the mechitz of Shmuel.
I got good news for you. I got bad news.
Richie, it's so wonderful having you. We wish you would come every day. It really is great. What a pleasure. I knew I wasn't wrong. You just forget sometimes. Nah, come on, Richie's fine. Rabbanan Amri Mehochad. Rabbanan say, we know that he was forgiven, because it says v'hoka'anum la'Hashem b'givat Shaul b'chir Hashem. Now this is a little bit crazy. The Givonim are saying, okay, give us seven sons of Shaul's children, hang them up to the Lord in Givat Shaul, the God's choice. You want to kill him and you want to kill his children, you're saying b'chir Hashem. Obviously that b'chir Hashem did not come from the Givonim. So what does that mean? Bechir Hashem, obviously Yastabat Kol V'Yamra Bechir Hashem. That is an addition that came from outside. So the Givonim, while they are saying it's this stinker who ruined our lives by killing Novi Rakhanim, and in killing Novi Rakhanim, the Gemara says he took away our Parnasa, because we used to be the water drawers for Novi Rakhanim, and since then we haven't got any jobs. And it's all his fault. And yet, the pasuk ends, Bechir Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's forgiven. Now, if this is the raya, then it would turn out that indeed it could be that only on Novi Arkanim he was forgiven. Taina. Because the Bechir Hashem was to undo the impact of the Taina of the Givonim.
Make a difference that Shilug between Avera and Avonis?
That's true. Omri Be'abu Ben Zutrati, Omri Be'yuda Bar Zvida. Bikshu likboa parshat Balak b'kriyat Shema. Actually, it wasn't only the Aseret HaDibrot that they wanted to put into Kriyat Shema and then decided it's not a good idea. They wanted to have the parsha of Balak there. The reason they didn't is because it's too long. Mipnei malo kavua mishum torach tzibur. It is too long. Now, why would they want to put in Balak there? My time. In other words, to show that it's part of the Shevach on Yitziat Mitzrayim. There's lots of parshas that mention Yitziat Mitzrayim. You could talk about Parshat Ribit. You could talk about Parshat Mishkalot. I mean, it says Yitziat Mitzrayim there. Elom Rabbi Yosef Barabin, you know why? It's Bishum Dechtiv Ba'aykra. Kora Shachav Ki'ari Uchalavi Miyikimeno. Because it speaks about the ultimate achievement of Klal Yisrael in conquering all of their enemies, and that's similar to the idea of Bishoch Bechov Kumechas. You have you were Korah Shachav, and then Miyekimenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now they will be making Klal Yisrael, so together with Bishoch Bechov Kumechas, you should read this too. Which, of course, is a strong indication of the relationship of Gula to Kriyat Shema we're talking about all along, that even the concept of Shechiva and Kima relates to the process of Geula. That already is the ultimate in the Geula and Kriyat Shema relationship that we've seen throughout the parak. So, okay, but why can't you just say that pasuk? I mean, the problem is it's too long. So don't say the whole thing. Say part of it. So, v'leima hai pasuk of it too low? No. Gemiri kol parasha de paska Moshe Rabbeinu paskinan, de lo paska Moshe Rabbeinu lo paskinan. We're not koveya, the reading of a parasha that is not a parasha. A parasha is defined in the Torah graphically. There's a reason that's defined that way. And you don't select pieces of text. You say the parasha as it is.
That last pasuk in the Ashrei that we had? I'm sorry, is it
wrong to do that? It's a lot of problems. Because what do you do with Baruch Hashem, what do you do with the whole, I mean, there's an entire 2-minute thing that we say, which is a collection of psukim, right? That's so important before Ashrei.
Even in Valetzion, this psukim.
Yeah, but that's not a kriya. The concept over here is kriyat shma. That's the idea. In other words, kriyat shma, as opposed to saying over shirot v'tishpachot, is a halacha of parashot in the Torah that need to be said over. So if we were going to be koveya parashot in the Torah as part of that kriya, like we were for tzitzit, we would be koveya the atzeret hadibrot. Read them. Not say them. Read them. So here the idea is, okay, so read over Parashat Balaklam. Otherwise it's just time to be maskerit. We're not being masker in Yonim in the Takon of Kriyat Shema. That's why it's called Kriyat Shema. It's a din in Kriya. We're not going to be Koveya Parashot for Kriya that aren't Pasuk al Pi Moshe Rabbeinu.
Is that suggested it should be
said with Kriyat? That's a separate question. But that's really a Megillah question.
It's probably part of why you have to hear it also then, what you're saying. You have to hear it, as opposed to
all to be discussed coming up quite very soon. So, why then Parashat Tzitzit? Parashat Tzitzit b'pnei makavua. Why did we set aside Parashat Tzitzit? Omer Rav Yehuda bar Chaviah b'mipnei sheyesh po chamisha dvarim. It's got five very important issues that are interrelated. We've got the mitzvah of Tzitzit. We've got Yitziat Mitzrayim. We've got the general ol ha-mitzvot, asitevet kol mitzvotai. We also have the importance, amazing, because we started off with tarhomet haminim. Well, it turns out one of the reasons we say tzitzit is because it talks about dat minim. It's doche, the dat of minim, in the lo toturu, as we'll see. It has in it inyonim of hirhur avera, and has in it inyonim of hirhur avodazara. Now look, I understand the first three. I mean, hanitzvot are mefurash. I mean, all mitzvot. It says, "Uritem otos chatem et kol mitzvot Hashem." I mean, tzitzit, obviously, yavasulem tzitzit. I mean, yitziat Mitzrayim, yeah, niyasher, no kashem, like, yeah, that's the shorot zediatchem. But that minim, hirhur avira, hirhur avodah zarah, where do you get that from? Minala, etanya, acharei levavchem zuminut. We see that the idea of rejecting God comes from the heart, surprisingly, not from the brain. So in other words, because of the fact that you desire to be free of God, you have determined that he doesn't exist. To follow your eyes, this is actually in yonim of avera, meaning sexual attraction. Shnemar vayomer Shimshon el aviv, otakachli, ki hi yishara be'inai. So someone who thinks, who fantasizes, would be over on lo taturu acharei enichem. Asher atem zonim, znut always refers to avodah zarah. Zehirhur avodah zarah, v'cheinu omer vayiznu acharei haba'alim. So to turn aside, to follow the ba'alim, is the elements of Avodah Zarah. So part of Kriyat Shema, of course we're talking here about the Masechet Emunah, part of Kriyat Shema deals with what it is that fills a person's mind. And therefore very much ties into the beginning of this stuff of Tarhomet Haminim. I think we'll save our Mishnah for tomorrow since it opens up the whole beautiful next stuff. See you tomorrow morning, Bezrat Hashem, back at the normal time, 8:15.
Same as this evening.